The annual Backpacks for the Homeless is underway. This is where you pick up an empty backpack and you fill it full of essentials for those dealing with homelessness. This has been going on for a number of years. I've been honored to be a part of it. And the founder, Ron Pietra, who is on the road now, is with us this morning. Hey, Ron, how are things?
I'm doing great, Derek. How are you?
Excellent. So for those that don't know, Backpacks for the Homeless has been going on for how many years?
This is our 13th year, Derek. I can't believe that. Time has gone by so fast.
13 years already. Any idea roughly how many backpacks you have handed out to those that are vulnerable in the National Capital Region over the last, say, 13 years?
My latest estimate, I took a quick look at this a couple of months ago, Derek, and it looks like that we've handed out just over 10,000 backpacks over the last 13 years. A value of that, Derek, wow, over $500,000.
My God, that's amazing. And I know you've got a great team of volunteers, but there are backpacks that need to be picked up. People can pick up the backpacks where in Clarence Rockland, Ron?
Two great places that have been with me almost the whole time, Derek. Gab's Restaurant. They have great food there, and Samir is just a great guy, and he always wants to help. And Mario over at Son Express, who's been backing me this whole time as well, great guy as well. And you can go at any of those two places. They have backpacks. They have the list that you need, and you can drop them off there afterwards when you're done.
The one great thing about the list is the items on the list, Ron, are affordable. People can stop into the dollar store or Dollarama and get most of them, right?
Yeah, you can. Most times you can get pretty much everything at Dollarama. I noticed a couple of people did. Giant Tiger has some pretty good prices sometimes as well. Even Walmart sometimes has some great deals going on too.
And what people do is they grab the backpack, they follow the list, they pack it, then they drop it off where they picked it up. And then just before Christmas, you and your team pick up backpacks from not only Clarence Rockland through participating Giant Tiger locations in the Ottawa area and other sponsor locations, and then you hand them out to those that need them the most. This must be extremely rewarding.
Yo, it's funny. I did a quick little post today about Giving Tuesday and how you get rewarded. And I tell the story of when I started Backpacks, Derek, and I was feeling guilty, and I talked to my buddy Deacon Tom, and I told him, Deacon Tom, I feel guilty. I want to do good for others, but I'm getting all this great feeling. And he says, that's your reward. And I really do get that reward. It's fantastic, the feeling that I get doing this. And what's the best part about it is that it's everyone coming together to do it. I don't do it all. I only talk about it. I only try to encourage everybody. I try to put the wheels in motion. But you know what? It's everybody in the community, in Clarence and Rockland and in Bourget and in Embrun and in Russell, Carlsbad Springs. It's all of those people that actually go out and do the shopping and put it all together and bring it to us so that we can help people that are experiencing homelessness.
You know, I'm thinking this would be a great family project. It would be a great school, a church project, even an office project, right? Pick up one or two backpacks, get your friends, your coworkers together, and fill up those backpacks.
It's fantastic, and it's a great tradition to have. And many have already made this a tradition, but it's a great one. If you're not doing it already, make it a tradition in your family or at your work, and you'll reap the rewards.
And some of those backpacks are actually going to be staying local because, sad to say, there are people in Prescott, Russell that are dealing with homelessness. Those backpacks are going to be donated to who, Ron?
Well, they're going to be, we're so happy to be able to finally partner with the United Counties of Prescott and Russell. So at first, there was a small organization that was in one spot, but now we partner with the whole organization, and they will distribute across the United Counties of Prescott, Russell, where they're needed. We're looking to hopefully supply up to 75 to 100, possibly.
It's Backpacks for the Homeless, 13th year. and we really need your help. So make sure that you pick up a backpack. Pick up one or two today at SunX Plus Technologies and Gab's Restaurant and Bar. Ron, the backpacks need to be back by around what date?
No later than the 20th, hopefully by the 18th, but at the very max the 20th, because we need to get them all prepared and ready to go. We're going to be delivering them on Christmas Eve on the 23rd.
Ron, always a pleasure. Man, I admire you. I admired you when I met you probably, 13 years ago, and I'm glad to help spread the word about another great year with Backpacks for the Homeless.
Derek, I thank you so much, and you've always been there for me, and I appreciate your help, and I appreciate the station, even the new owners still helping me out, and that's just fantastic to hear. I appreciate all the help. It really is helpful and meaningful.